to two recordings. We're doing the Rambam's letter to Rabbi Ovadia Ager, and we're up to the second question, and again we'll dedicate our learning to Reuven ben Devorah. Hashem should send him a refuah shleima. So the Rambam says, Rabbi Ovadia Ager, your second question was regarding this concept that everything is in the hands of heaven other than the fear of heaven. Tshuva. The answer, says the Rambam. Kol ma she'amarta ata, everything you've said, ki kol ma'aseh bnei adam eino b'gzera milifnei ha'borei, that God doesn't decide every action that we do. What does it mean everything's in the hands of heaven? God decides if I'll wake up on time or I'll wake up late, if I'll tie my left shoe first or my right shoe first, if I'll eat like a glutton or I'll eat like a human being. You're right, says the Rambam. When you say that all of man's actions are not predetermined, they have not been decreed upon from above, hu ha'emet, that is the truth, she'en vodofi, you can't say anything against it. Ulefichach notnin lo sachar, and that's why we say that a person will get wages im alach b'derech tova, if he went in a good path, v'nichrein mimenu im alach b'derech ra, and he'll get paid back if he went in a bad path. V'chol ma'aseh bnei adam, b'chlal yirat Hashem hi. And when our sages say, the fear of heaven is not in the hands of heaven, so that encompasses all human actions. Every action that a person performs is either a reflection of his being a God-fearing person or not. V'sof kol davar v'davar mimaseh bnei adam, and the end of every action that a human being does, ba lidei mitzvah o lidei avera. Ultimately, it's either a mitzvah or an avera, one way or another. Veze shamru chazal, and that which our sages taught, hakol bidei shamayim, everything's in the hands of heaven. If we just said that all human actions are either a mitzvah or an avera ultimately down the road, meaning it could be that this second it isn't, but as a part of a human life, every action is either a mitzvah or an avera. So then what did our sages mean when they said everything's in the hands of heaven? What were they referring to? B'minago shel ha'olam v'toladto v'tiv'o. Our sages were referring to the way the world functions. Our sages were referring to the things that occur within nature, the things that happen aside from our actions. Kigon, minei ilanot v'chayot, the different trees, wild animals, unfashot u'mada'ot v'galgalim u'malachim, be it the different sciences, be it the different concepts, be it the different forces in the world, the angels in the world, hakol bidei shamayim. With regard to that, we say all is in the hands of heaven. Uchvar chamnu binyan ze b'firush avot, and the Rambam says, really, I expanded on this in my commentary on the tractate Avot, ve'ben rayot, and we proved it. And there the Rambam says this phenomenal concept that even with regard to marriage, God doesn't get involved. Even our sages say that before a person is born, a heavenly voice says that so-and-so will marry so-and-so. The Rambam says, well, anything that can affect whether you'll be a God-fearing person or not, perform mitzvot or not, that's an area where God leaves up to you to make the right choice. God doesn't get involved. So the question is, what does the Rambam do with that Gemara? So that we leave for our Pirkei Avos class. We did it already. It's online. And, Rambam and Pirkei Avos, it's in Shmona Prachim. So the Rambam says, I really expanded on this concept that everything the human being does is left to his own decision, and I've proved it. And so too in the beginning of the great work that I did to encompass all the mitzvot, that's the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, the Ad HaChazaka. And anyone who leaves what we've said, and what we've said, it has strong foundations. And a person tries to disagree with me, and he looks in the God or the Medrash, or he looks in the words of the Geonim, till he finds something that they said which he wants to take literally. And then he says, you see, it says like this here, it says like this there. And then he wants to question what we've said. That what we've said really is what makes sense, as the Rambam. It's what any intellectual person would say. Really is just committing suicide. It's bad enough what he's harming himself. We don't have to get involved with him. Rambam says it's obvious. one of the basic concepts of the Torah is that we are responsible for our actions. If we're responsible, then that means we have free choice. Free choice means I have the choice to choose, and it's my responsibility. And that which your Rebbe taught you, bito shel floni lifloni, that the Talmud tells us, so-and-so's daughter is predetermined for so-and-so. Umamon ploni lifloni, and it's been determined in heaven that Mr. X's money will go to Mr. Y. Im gzera shama bakoli v'advarim kifshatan, if really you can learn from this to everything, that everything is predetermined. And this concept is supposed to be taken literally. Lama ne'emar b'Torah, why does the Torah tell us that when a person is newly married and there's a war, he shouldn't go to war? He should go back home to spend the first year with his wife. The Torah says, "Pen yamut b'milchama, lest he die at war, v'yishachar yikachena, and someone else will marry her." Why does the Torah say that? If everything is defined in heaven already, the Torah says, "Don't let him go to war, because he might die, and then someone else will marry his wife." So the Rambam says, if everything's predetermined, who's going to marry this girl, who she's going to be with, what's he have to worry about? The Torah says, if a person started working a vineyard and he never had time to enjoy the vineyard, he should go back from war, lest he die, and someone else will enjoy that vineyard who's in the middle of building. Why? If it's so determined in heaven, who's going to get which money, why is the Torah concerned? Don't let him go to war because he might not get to eat from that vineyard. V'chi yesh ba'olam ba'al de'ah yistapek lo d'var zeh achar ma shekatuv ba'Torah. Is there someone in the world, someone intellectual, who can doubt what I've said now that I've shown you these verses in the Torah? This is what the Torah says. Elakach ra'ui lemishu mevin velibo nachon lemul derech ha'emet. But rather what's fitting for people who do understand, people whose heart is focused on the truth, that he has to take this concept that the Torah explicitly states and make it a concept that is basic, fundamental, and he has to understand that this is a foundation, a principle that cannot be ruined. He has to stick this like a spoke that doesn't budge. And when he encounters a verse in the prophets, or something our sages said, that seems to argue with this point, or to contradict this concept, let him seek out with his heart, until he figures out what they mean. But he says, your basic point, your starting point has to be that we have free choice. Your starting point has to be that things are not predetermined. If he could figure out what they mean and it fits with this concept that's explicitly stated in the Torah, good. And if what he's read in the prophets or in the sages does not fit with this concept, Yomari should say, the words of this prophet or the words of this wise man, the words of this sage, and you did dvarim shebigavan. I don't know what they mean. I read it. I don't know what he means. Ve'inan al pshutan, but I know that they don't mean literally, because if they mean literally, then they're contradicting this concept that's a basic concept in the Torah. So the Rambam says your starting point has to be you have free choice, things are not predetermined. If you see a source that seems to indicate otherwise, you've got to figure out what they mean. But know that they can't contradict this point. And that which our sages said, bito shefloni lifloni, that so-and-so's daughter will ultimately get married to so-and-so, der sachar o der puranut uze. This means it's a way of giving wages or punishment. Sheim asa ze ha'ish o zot ha'isha mitzvah, sheraui liten schara ben zivug yafeh umshubach, that if this person or this woman did a mitzvah, that based on this mitzvah they deserve to get a good spouse, so God matches them. The concept that our sages say that God declares who marries whom, says the Rambam, it's not a concept that covers everyone. What it means is if you deserve it, so God will ensure you get a good wife. And so too, if a person is deserving to have a wife, to have a spouse, that will constantly make war and quarrels with him, Mizavgan, if he deserves it, God will put them together. V'zek ha'inyan she'amru, and this is like our sages taught, afilu mamzer echad b'sof ha'olam, u'mamzer otachat b'sof ha'olam, ha'kadosh baruch hu mevi'anu mizavgan ze lazeh. Even if you have a male bastard on one edge of the world and a female bastard on the other edge of the world, they can't get a regular Jewish shidduch because a mamzer is not allowed to marry into Judaism. If a guy lived with his sister or a guy lived with a married woman and they had a child, that child is a mamzer, a bastard. He may not marry into the Jewish people, but he may marry a girl who's of the same stature, a girl who's a mamzeret. So Hashem, even though they're on two edges of the world, Hashem brings them together. Hashem takes this one from this edge of the world and this one from that edge of the world and makes them meet and they have a good shidduch. But you can't use this as a rule for everyone. But rather, our sages taught us a concept. Whether you deserve it as a punishment, or you deserve it as good wages, that's how Hashem takes care of things, as is fit in the eyes of God. And this that we've said until now is built on the concepts that we explained in Pirkei Avos, as you've understood. And you're very wise. And you have a heart that understands. That you were able to recognize the truth and to know the straight path. So the Rambam says, you're right. We have free choice. Nothing is defined in advance. And that is the second question which he asked, and that is the second answer.